Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Curious parents out there, what age do you think is best for kids in Christmas? 314-531-9898. Like, if you go and think about Christmas and you go, that was the best year when they were 4, 7, 9, 25.
Yeah.
314-531-9898. I'm curious because Kevin and I had two different Christmas experiences. My son's 3.5, and we play Christmas morning for pretend play literally all year round. We pretend we're falling asleep, and it's Christmas morning. We wake up, we have to unwrap a present, and it's like one of his toys from his room. He is obsessed with Christmas. And this Christmas, I was talking about this yesterday. If you missed the show, I was dreading Christmas. I just was not in the Christmas spirit with my car being broken into, my basement being flooded. It just felt like all these bad things were happening to me. And I just wasn't feeling that Christmas joy. And then all of a sudden, Christmas comes and I'm like, oh my God, this is the best Christmas I've ever had in my entire life. And I loved it, every second of it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because my son is the same age as my daughter that my daughter was when she had her best Christmas. She was 13. She got her cell phone. And we put the cell phone in the tree and rang it, and she freaked out.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was awesome. Jackson, not the same. Jackson, you know, when Jackson was 5 or 6, that was a magical time. And I love the little ones. Like, that's my thing. Like, Sarah thinks I'm a little freaky because I enjoy little kids.
Because we know you're
adorable.
Pure. We know it's pure. Yeah, yeah.
It's just the best. Like, yours is like, that's the, oh my gosh, 3 and 1?
Yeah. You know, kids are 3.5 and 1
wrap
and a half.
That up. And that's just, I just remember that 3 and that 5-year-old time is so magical and it's so incredible.
I was talking to a coworker here. She had a newborn, and so this is her first Christmas. And I said, how was your Christmas? And she's like, oh my God, it's crazy to do Christmas. Because you get to a point where when you're a kid, Christmas is awesome. And then you get to a teenage years, you're like, eh. And then you meet your significant other, and these first Christmases are magical together. And then you start dating so long that you're like, oh, we've done a bunch of Christmas. And then you have kids. And then it's like reignites that magic again. And she was like, that's how it felt. And she goes, I was talking to, you know, a friend of mine, and she said 7 was like the best year she's ever had. And I was like, because I felt like, oh God, I literally had a panic attack. Like, what if 3.5 was the best year he's ever going to have? What if that was it? It's all over from here on out.
It's weird because it's the best year maybe that you remember. But he's going to remember another year.
You think the years are...
Yeah. Because I sit back... My older brother was like a Christmas savant. He could tell you every year and the gifts that were given, not
really?
Just to him, to everybody in the family.
That's so cool.
Because, I mean, that's the whole thing. And you're like, well, what's your favorite? I don't know. There's so many great ones. And I think that's the magic of Christmas itself. And what holds Christmas so near and dear to everybody is it could be your favorite Christmas, or you may think that's the best one. But for somebody else, that's their favorite.
I know.
Christmas.
Yeah. This is a really hard question. I mean, personally, I can't even think of what my best Christmas was. Maybe this year. I loved this year's Christmas, but I think of my niece and nephews since I don't have kids of my own, and I think about my favorite age for them, and it was probably, oh my gosh, it makes me want to cry. It was probably when they were like 4 or 5, and you know, they just go out to the tree and just scream so loud and their eyes light up so big. That's like amazing. But then also my nephew Palmer, it was his second Christmas this year, and he was so infatuated with the paper and everything that like he had a great time too. So it's all amazing.
For you parents, what year was like, this is it, this is the climax? 314-531-9898. What's the best kids' Christmas? Kevin and I had very different Christmases with our kids because they're in very different stages of their life. We're commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. What is the best age for Christmas with kids? Or they're just so excited and the magic is still there and the joy is still there? 314-531-9898. My son is 3.5, just obsessed with Christmas. And I went into like panic mode. I'm like, oh my God. He had so much fun for Christmas. I'm like, what if this was the best year? Did I soak it up enough? Did I appreciate it enough? Mm-hmm. Because Kevin, your kids have hit those teenage years, and you said they didn't even wake up on Christmas morning.
You know, they're 18 and 13, and it's weird you say that because I do believe this was one of my daughter's favorite Christmases because she's a freshman at SIUE, and she bought everybody something from SIUE.
I remember that first Christmas when you do that, and that feels so cool. Yes.
And it was really cool to get a sweatshirt that said, "Dad," with a picture of an SIUE cougar on it.
Wow.
And I was like, this is awesome. And she did this for everybody in the family. So it was like, you know, for her, I think that that's it about Christmas. Like, I'm sitting back going, I can remember my favorite Christmas was, you know, when I was, I'd have to have been about 7 years old because Star Wars had been out. They finally made action figures, and we got everything from X-Wings to Death Stars to all the guys. And I just remember, I got you know, brothers, so that was everything. That was so cool. But like for my parents, it was like when we all came home our first years from college.
Oh, they loved
that. That was their time. So that's what's amazing about Christmas. And for me, I love when the kids are so little because the magic is still there. Little enough to unwrap it, little enough to appreciate it, little enough to just enjoy it.
You know, my son just kept talking about how, like, this was the best Christmas ever, blah, blah, blah. And I did. I got to the point, I was like, man, what if this was it? But it seems like most people that are texting in are saying the same thing, 7 and 8 years mm-hmm. old.
Yeah, that core age.
So I didn't miss it. No. I still got a couple more good years
no,
ahead of me.
It's going to keep ramping up,
exactly.
too.
That's what's so cool, because I really did think, like, oh, man, do I have, like, because kids are just, like, you know, like, teenagers, are, like, you know, 12 is the new 18.
Absolutely.
So I really thought, my kid's turning 4, he might be a teenager next year, like, I don't even care about Christmas Day, like, you know, 12 is the new 20.
You peaked too early.
Yeah, that's how it works nowadays.